أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending our peace and blessings upon our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an increase of taqwa, knowledge that penetrates our heart and increases us in taqwa is beneficial knowledge. A knowledge that does not penetrate our heart and does not increase us in taqwa is not beneficial knowledge. So we ask Allah for beneficial knowledge, knowledge that changes the state of our heart and that translates onto our actions and our limbs, and it translates in how we speak to people and act. The one who has a sound heart, we see it in his actions. His actions are a representation of his inner state. With that being said, we were talking about Surah Al-Kahf yesterday, because we were speaking about the 16th juz'ah, and in the 16th juz'ah we have the ending of Kahf and we have Maryam and Taha. And today Sheikh Zakaria will be starting off Taraweeh with Surah Al-Anbiya, right? Surah Al-Anbiya. So I wanted to speak briefly about Surah Maryam before we start Salat Al-Isha, because it's the first full surah in the 16th juz'ah. Surah Maryam is a very beautiful surah. Surah Maryam is named after the Virgin Mary, a concept that we have in Islam as well as Christianity. We as Muslims, we believe that Maryam alayhi salam has a high status. Allah, He favored her in status over all the women. إن الله اصطفاك وطهرك واصطفاك على نساء العالمين يا مريم قنتي لربك واسجدي واركعي مع الراكعين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells Maryam alayhi salam in Surah Ali Imran, we have raised you in status and we have raised you over all women of the world. Maryam alayhi salam had a child and she had no husband, she had no partner. So we call this the miracle of the birth of Isa alayhi salam. We call it a miraculous birth. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that the similitude, the example of Isa in the book of Allah is the same example of Adam alayhi salam. He created him from earth, from turab, and then He told him, be, and he was. الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين. The truth is from your Lord, so don't be from those who have doubt in the truth. Allah, He says a bold claim, a strong claim. He says that the example of Isa, it just destroys the Christian concept with ease, with one ayah. The example of Isa alayhi salam is the same example of Adam alayhi salam. Allah, He creates him from earth and He tells him, be, and he was. Because Adam had no father and no mother, and Allah, He created him. So Isa has no father, no problem. But he has a mother. Allah, He told him, be, and he was. Allah, He created Isa that way. Surah Maryam is named after the mother of Isa. It's Isa ibn Maryam. We always say Isa ibn Maryam, Rasulam min Allah. Isa the son of Mary. Isa the son of Mary. We say Yusuf ibn Ya'qub. We say Ismail ibn Tariq. We say Isa ibn Imran. We say Zakaria ibn Abdullah. We say, what's your name? Muhammad Shams ibn Abu Sufyan, mashallah. So Isa is referred to the son of Mary because Mary was his mother and he had no father. He was born a miraculous birth. So Allah, He grants Mary this high status, and we have the chapter of the Quran named the chapter of Mary, giving her that high status. Allah, He starts off the surah beautifully. We want to talk about the first three ayahs because we have 3 minutes. After أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, Allah, He says كاف ها يا عين صاد. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. He starts off the surah with al-huruf al-muqatta'a. We spoke about this before. These are called the separate letters. You read them separately. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. And I'm not going to go into detail of why they are because there's no time. Then Allah, He says, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُن بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. Allah, Zakaria alayhi salam, he calls out to Allah in the onset of the chapter of the surah. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. This is a remembrance of Allah's slave Zakaria. Allah, He starts off the surah saying, this is a remembrance of Allah's of Allah's slave Zakaria. You're going to do that, inshallah. إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا. If he called out to Allah سبحانه وتعالى in a nice intimate way, نداء خفيا, in seclusion and in secrecy, in a quiet manner. They say from آداب الدعاء, from the etiquettes of دعاء, is to call out to Allah with complete sincerity and to have تذلل in إذلال, to be مذل, to be humble in front of Allah, to show humility in front of Allah. This is the sunnah of the dua of Zakariya. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. If he called out to Allah in a secluded manner, in secret, being quiet, in an intimate way. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَحْنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. Then the next part of his dua, he says, Oh Allah, وَحْنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. My bones have become frail. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And my hair has become white. اشتعل يشتعل اشتعال is when the fire ignites. You have a fire, you're going camping with the Muslim Boy Scouts and you're out in the Poconos, and then you take some kerosene or some fuel and you dump the fuel on the little fire and it becomes a big fire. This is اشتعال. He says واشتعل الرأس شيبة, and my hair has become white like a fire. Like I'm old. Ya Allah, my bones are weak, I'm frail, and my hair is white. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. Allahu Akbar on the Quran, man. Allahu Akbar 100,000,000,000 times on the Quran. And he said, I never called out to you شَقِيًّا. And I was not happy. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. I never call out to you not expecting an answer, O Allah. I'm all expecting. I call out to you in seclusion. I call out to you and I tell you that I'm weak and I'm nothing. My bones are frail and my hair is white, but I don't have any doubt in your dua, O Allah. I don't have doubt in making dua to you. I'm going to skip two ayahs because the answer of the dua comes. Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya, lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. O Zakariya, we give you glad news, we give you good tidings of a son called Yahya. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. We never granted anyone else before him this name. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he answers Zakariya alayhi salam after he calls out to him in dua. We take some adab of dua here, we take some etiquettes of dua. The etiquettes of dua that we take from this story is that when you call out to Allah, you call out to Allah with humility. You call out to Allah with the anticipation of his answering. You call out to Allah understanding that he will answer you when you call him. And you call out to Allah showing that you're weak and you're nothing without Allah. You say, Allah, Allah, I am poor and you are strong, or you are rich. Ya Allah, I am weak and you are strong. Ya Allah, I am low and you are high. Ya Allah, you know what I have in my heart and you know what I come out with on the outside. You know as-sirra wa akhfa. Allah, you know the secret and that's what's hidden under the secret. Ya Allah, you know what my chest conceals. Ya Allah, you know my shortcomings. Ya Allah, you know I'm a sinner. Ya Allah, I love you and I only want good. Ya Allah, you are the King of Kings. Ya Allah, you are the one who answered Zakariya alayhi salam when his bones were frail and his hair was white. Ya Allah, you're the one who answered Yunus alayhi salam when he was in the belly of the whale, in the depths of the ocean, in the depths of the darkness of the night, in the depths of the rain. في ظلمات فوق ظلمات فوق ظلمات. Yunus alayhi salam, he calls out to Allah in the depths of darkness upon darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Darkness of the belly of the whale, darkness of the depths of the ocean, darkness of the night, and darkness of the rain. Four darknesses, darkness times four. He calls out to Allah. The main thing is he was sincere. He said, إِذْ نَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He calls out to Allah. He says, Ya Allah, there's no God but you. Ya Allah, there's no God but you. Subhanak, glory be to you, Allah. You are all perfect from any imperfection, Ya Allah. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. I have indeed oppressed myself, Allah. I am from those who oppress myself. Yunus alayhi salam, he didn't say, Allah, alleviate me from my problem. He didn't say, Allah, save me from the belly of the whale. He didn't say, Ya Allah, I'm hurt and I'm stuck in a belly. He didn't say anything. He said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He said, Ya Allah, there's no God but you. Glory be to you, Ya Allah. And indeed, I have oppressed my own self. فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we answered him immediately, Allah, he says. We answered his call immediately. And we saved him from the gham. We saved him from the darkness and the hurt he was in. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is the way that we save every believing person. This is the way that Allah saves any believer. The Prophet ﷺ, he says in regards to the dua of Yunus alayhi salam, this is the dua of every mu'min. No one calls out to Allah with the dua of Yunus except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He accepts it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant sincerity and to accept our dua, to make us of those who have good etiquette in our dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people of the Quran and people of understanding. We ask Allah to bless our dear Sheikh Zakaria and to increase him in all that's good. We ask Allah to grant him sincerity. We ask Allah to grant him precision in his qira'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him strength in his hifz. We ask Allah to bless his family and to bless his parents and to protect them from all that's wrong. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Habibi.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا ورضوا بالحياة الدنيا واطمأنوا بها والذين هم عن آياتنا غافلون أولئك مأواهم النار بما كانوا يكسبون إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم تجري من تحتهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض وما يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Just two announcements. The first announcement is may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our fasting and our salah and our ruku' and our sujood and our tarawih. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who our Ramadan is accepted. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are not losers this month of Ramadan, those who are winners this month of Ramadan. The winner is the one who leaves this Ramadan with a clean slate and a forgiven sin and a forgiveness of his sins. With that being said, tomorrow we have the iftar here, the communal family iftar at Masjid Yunus. We had one last Sunday in Clifton and we had one 2 weeks ago Saturday in Patterson. So this is our week. We're not going to have it Saturday or Sunday here because the Saturday and Sunday is the last 10 nights. And the last 10 nights there's iftar every day in ICPC Patterson. So here we're going to have the short end of the stick. It's okay. We're new. We got to earn our respect. So here we have our iftar. It's on Wednesday. It's tomorrow. We ask you to please bring your families and join us for the iftar tomorrow. Inshallah, we have our pre-iftar program here at Masjid Yunus. And as we say every single day, just a reminder to please fear Allah and don't throw away your half-drunk water bottles. Finish your water or take it home with you and finish it in the car. And if you don't finish it in the car, you leave it in the car and tomorrow you could drink it after iftar because you can't drink it after fajr. Assalamu alaikum.
Inshallah, we'll be reading from the beginning of Surah Al-Anbiya.
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء والأرض وهو السميع العليم بل قالوا أضغاث أحلام بل افتراه بل هو شاعر فليأتنا بآية كما أرسل الأولون ما آمنت قبلهم قرية أهلكناها أفهم يؤمنون وما أرسلنا قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون وما جعلناهم جسدا لا يأكلون الطعام وما كانوا خالدين ثم صدقناهم الوعد فأنجيناهم ومن نشاء وأهلكنا المسرفين لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وكم قصمنا من قرية كانت ظالمة وأنشأنا بعدها قوما آخرين فلما أحسوا بأسنا إذا هم منها يركضون لا تركضوا وارجعوا إلى ما أترفتم فيه ومساكنكم لا تركضوا وارجعوا إلى ما أترفتم فيه ومساكنكم لعلكم تسألون قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين فما زالت تلك دعواهم حتى جعلناهم حصيدا خامدين وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق ولكم الويل مما تصفون وله من في السماوات والأرض ومن عنده لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ولا يستحسرون يسبحون الليل النهار لا يفترون أم اتخذوا آلهة من الأرض هم ينشرون لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا فسبحان الله رب العرش عما يصفون لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون أم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة قل هاتوا برهانكم هذا ذكر من معي وذكر من قبلي بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون الحق فهم معرضون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا سبحانه بل عباد مكرمون لا يسبقونه بالقول وهم بأمره يعملون يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى وهم من خشيته مشفقون ومن يقل منهم إني إله من دونه فذلك نجزيه جهنم كذلك نجزي الظالمين أولم يرى الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون وجعلنا في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بهم وجعلنا فيها فجاجا سبلا لعلهم يهتدون وجعلنا السماء سقفا محفوظا وهم عن آياتها معرضون وهو الذي خلق الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر كل في فلك يسبحون وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد أفإن مت فهم الخالدون كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وإذا رآك الذين كفروا يتخذونك إلا هزوا أهذا الذي يذكر آلهتكم وهم بذكر الرحمن هم كافرون خلق الإنسان من عجل سأريكم آياتي فلا تستعجلون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين لو يعلم الذين كفروا حين لا يكفون عن وجوههم النار ولا عن ظهورهم ولا هم ينصرون بل تأتيهم بغتة فتبهتهم فلا يستطيعون ردها ولا هم ينظرون ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فحاق بالذين سخروا منهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون قل من يكلؤكم بالليل والنهار من الرحمن بل هم عن ذكر ربهم معرضون أم لهم آلهة تمنعهم من دوننا لا يستطيعون نصر أنفسهم ولا هم منا يصحبون بل متعنا هؤلاء وآباءهم حتى طال عليهم العمر أفلا يرون أنا نأتي الأرض ننقصها من أطرافها أفهم الغالبون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We start off by praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى and sending our peace and blessings upon our Master Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to grant us beneficial knowledge, a knowledge that changes the state of our heart and brings us closer to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us health and siha and afia so we could finish Ramadan off stronger than we begin it. We ask Allah to make us of those who take heed and are those who can benefit from this Ramadan and to benefit from all acts of worship. With that being said, we continue our daily Quranic journey, our daily Quranic reflections on the greatest book in the world, the Quran. We have reached the 17th juz. In this juz, we find Surah Al-Anbiya and Surah Hajj and Surah Nur. But I'm going to speak about Surah Taha, which was recited, or which was in the juz yesterday. The juz yesterday, the 16th juz, contained the ending of Kahf, Maryam, and Taha. Surah Taha is a very beautiful surah. It contains in it the story of Musa alayhi salam. We see something interesting when it comes to the story of Musa alayhi salam. We see that the story of Musa alayhi salam is mentioned throughout the Quran numerous times. The most prophet mentioned in the Quran is the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He's mentioned more than Isa, he's mentioned more than Ibrahim, he's mentioned more than Ayyub, he's mentioned more than Yaqub, he's mentioned more than Yusuf, he's mentioned more than Saleh, he's mentioned more than Hud, he's mentioned more than Shu'aib, and he's mentioned more than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is only referred to in the Quran by his name four times. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he refers to the Prophet, he says, Ya ayyuhan nabi. Or Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, he calls him Rasul or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With that being said, Surah Taha is a very beautiful surah. It starts off, the onset of the surah is the story of Musa, but not the beginning of the story. As we said, the story, the Quranic story, comes sporadic and it comes like snapshots. The part that we're in now is the part where Musa alayhi salam is returning to Egypt from Midian. He spent 10 years in Midian. He got married in Midian. He got a job in Midian. Now he was called to go back to Egypt to call the Pharaoh to Islam, to call the Pharaoh to stop calling himself God. So Musa alayhi salam, he takes his wife and his family and he goes and he's traveling back to Egypt from Midian. You take a map out and you look at the map of the world, you see Midian equals Palestine, yani Sinai Peninsula. So to get back to Egypt, you got to cross the Sinai Peninsula. In the Sinai Peninsula, there's a mountain called Jabal al-Tur, Turi Sinai, the mountain of Sinai. That's where we start the story. Musa alayhi salam is in the middle of the desert, headed back to Egypt from Midian. After 10 years he spent there. Now when he's in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the night, he sees a fire from a distance. He sees a fire on the mountain of Sinai from a distance. So he tells his wife, he says, إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدًى. He tells his wife, I see a fire from a distance. Let me go check it out. Perhaps I may find a guide there on the mountain of Sinai. Perhaps I may find a guide there, because fire equals civilization. Fire equals human beings. Fire equals someone made the fire. And they're in the desert and the only thing they have on top of them is the sky and the stars. Perhaps I might find a guide up on the mountain that will help us and guide us to Egypt. Musa alayhi salam, he tells his wife to hold up. He goes up the mountain of Sinai. And he finds the burning bush. He finds a burning bush and he finds a better guide than he expected. He finds a better guide than he expected, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls out to Musa alayhi salam from the burning bush and he speaks to Musa directly with no intermediary. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And Allah, he spoke to Musa directly. Here on the burning bush, he calls out to Musa. He says, إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. فَعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِي. He says, oh Musa, it is me, I am Allah, there is no God but me. So worship me, Musa, and establish the prayer for my remembrance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from this burning bush, he commands Musa with a strong task, with a difficult task. He calls him to go out to Fir'aun. Interestingly, guys, we said that he went up the mountain to ask to look for a guide. He found the greatest of all guides, because he was looking for a physical guide to guide him to Egypt, but he found Allah. And Allah is the greatest guider. Allah is the one who grants guidance, and Allah is the one who grants status, and Allah is the one who grants prophethood. So this is the instance where Musa becomes a prophet here. This is the beginning of his revelation. Allah, he speaks to him directly, yani he's a prophet now. He tells Musa to go to Fir'aun. And this is a great task. So now when Musa wants to go to Fir'aun, he gets nervous and he starts to make dua to Allah. This is the most beautiful passage of Surah Taha. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقَدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي أُشْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرُكَ كَثِيرًا إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا قَالَ لَقَدْ أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. Wallahi, the Quran, there's nothing like the Quran in the world. Wallahi, I love the Quran so much. Wallahi, it's amazing. Musa alayhi salam, he calls out to Allah and he says, oh Allah, yassir li amri. This is a difficult task. We were just talking about dua of Zakariya. He says, yassir li amri, make my task easy upon me. And then he says, wahlul uqadata min lisani yafqahu qawli. Remove the knot from my tongue so they understand my speech when I call them. Because I'm a bit nervous. Remove this knot from my tongue. You know when you're asked to give a talk in front of people and you don't know how to talk, you get the mic and you start shaking and your foot starts to shake and you say, why is my foot shaking? Because you're nervous. You say, رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلَ الْعُقَدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. We say this dua. Allah, ease my task and remove the knot from my tongue so they can understand my speech. Then he says, وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي. He says, give me an aid from my family. Let an aid, let someone help me from my family. And then he says, oh, that's Harun, he's my brother. Harun أخي. أُشْدُدُ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي. Let him join me in my task so he could aid me and help me. And then he says, كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرُكَ كَثِيرًا إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا. So we could praise you, Allah, often and remember you often, Ya Allah. You have always been watching over us, Ya Allah. Musa, he says, please ease my task. Remove the knot from my tongue. Ease my chest, make me be good, give me an aid. Harun is my brother, let him come and aid me in this difficult task. And then he says, so we could what? What is the goal? Musa says, the goal is what? I want my brother with me so we could remember you often. Because the goal at the end of the day is dhikrillah. The goal at the end of the day all the time is to remember Allah often and to praise Allah often. And that's how you win in this world and the next. Because if you want to be victorious, Musa, he's seeking victory because he's going to uphold a difficult task. How is he going to attain victory? His victory is through the dhikr of Allah and through the praise of Allah. That's how you attain victory. When Allah is in your heart and on your mind, dhikr Allah and tahmid Allah, praising Allah and remembering Allah is the only source of victory. And Musa, he understands that. And he says, إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا. He tells Allah, he ends off the dua by saying, Allah, you always saw us. You always knew what was happening. You always watched over us. And Allah, he responds immediately after these eight ayahs of beautiful dua. And he says, وَلَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. He goes, Musa, you got it. Check, no problem. لَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ. Whatever you ask for, I'm going to give it to you. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. And he says, now we grant you a new bounty. Again, I'm going to bestow my bounty on you again. Because this is the second time he bestows his bounty on him. This is the second time Allah bestows his bounty on him. This is the second bounty. The second bounty is the bounty of Risala, the bounty of prophethood. The first time he bestowed his bounty, what was his bounty? إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَىٰ أَنَقْذِفِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ فَقْذِفِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ يَأْخُذْهُ عَدُوٌّ لِي وَعَدُوٌّ لَهُ وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِهِ. And now Allah, he reminds Musa in these next two ayahs of his first favor upon him. Because now we're going to give you a second bounty and a second favor. Then he says, إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى. Did we not send revelation to your mother, what we sent her? Allah, he says, did we not reveal to your mom, Musa, your mom, did we not reveal to her what we have revealed to her? أَنَقْذِفِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ. We told your mother to throw you in a box and to throw you in the Yam and to throw you in the River Nile. And the River Nile took you left and right. The River Nile has waves. It took you left and right and you went everywhere. And then your enemy and my enemy picked you up. وَلِتُسْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. And so you could be crafted, Allah, he says, and so you could be crafted by my eye. Fir'aun was worried that someone from the Israelites was going to overcome and take over his kingdom because he had a dream. So he went and he killed all the Israelite babies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to show us that Allah is in complete control of everything. Allah is the one in control of everything. He makes the one who's going to take over the kingdom of Fir'aun wash up on his front doorstep. The box that Musa was in comes to wash up, and Fir'aun raises his enemy. Fir'aun raises Musa, the one who's going to come and take over his kingdom. He raises him, and he feeds him, and he grants him strength. And then the next ayah, إِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ فَتَقُولُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ يَكْفُرُهُ فرجعناك إلى أمك كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن، وقتلت نفسا فنجيناك من الغم وفتناك فتونا، فلبثت سنين في أهل مدينة ثم جئت على قدر يا موسى. Then Allah, he continues to remind him of his favor. He goes, and your sister followed the box that you were in, the cradle, and she told the Pharaoh that I know someone that could breastfeed you, her, him. Because Musa refused to take breast milk from the wife of the Pharaoh, and he refused to take breast milk from any woman. So the sister of Musa said, I know someone that could breastfeed him. So she took him back to his mom, كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so we could grant your mother a coolness to her eyes, and so she should not be saddened. We want your mother to be saddened, so we brought you back to your mom. So his mother raised him and breastfed him. See how Allah does it? And then he says, then you went and you grew up in the house of the Pharaoh, and you killed someone by accident, and you were scared and distraught, and we saved you from this predicament. And then you went to Madian. فَلَبِتَّ سِنِينَ فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَا ثُمَّ جِتَّ عَلَى قَدْرٍ يَا مُوسَى. Allah, he goes, and then you were raised in the house of the Pharaoh, you killed someone by accident, you got scared, you ran away, but we saved you from that scare that you were in. نَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. Then you went to Madian. He went to Madian. He got married in Madian. And then he spent 10 years in Madian. And then he says, what? Allah, he ends this ayah. Wallahi, this is my favorite part. He says, ثُمَّ جِتَّ عَلَى قَدْرٍ يَا مُوسَى وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. That's it. That's it. He says, ثُمَّ جِتَّ عَلَى قَدْرٍ يَا مُوسَى. He goes, Musa, after all that I mentioned to you, this is my first favor upon you, Musa. Everything I just mentioned was me trying to explain to you that I watched over you at every step. Your mother threw you in the river Nile. I protected you and I was there watching over you. You washed up on the house of the Pharaoh's front doorstep. I was watching you and I looked over you. I was with you. Then you got raised in the house of the Pharaoh. I was watching you and I would look over you. Then you went and you killed the Egyptian by accident because you were really strong, Musa, and you didn't mean to kill him, but you killed him and you were distraught and scared. And you ran away because you killed him accidentally, and I was there with you and I was watching over you. Then you went and you ran out in the desert and you stumbled across this people. They were taking water out of a well. I was there with you and I was watching over you. You helped those two girls out in the well, and then you went to the dhil and you stayed under the shade of the tree. I was with you, Musa, the whole time. Allah, he's telling him, this was my first favor upon you. I was with you the whole time watching over you. Then you went into Madian and you spent 10 years in Madian. I was with you in Madian watching over you. Then Allah, he says to him, ثُمَّ جِتَّ عَلَى قَدْرٍ يَا مُوسَى. He says, now you're here on the mountain Sinai at this exact minute, at this exact second, precisely exactly how I want you to come. And this is all by chance, Musa? ثُمَّ جِتَّ عَلَى قَدْرٍ. Yani you came and you walked by. This was just by chance, brother? You go through difficulties in your life, and then there's an opening after a difficulty. الْفَرَجْ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ. The opening is only after the difficulty. وَالنَّصْر مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. In Nasr, victory is only through patience. We said this about Yusuf. It's the same thing for Musa. His whole life, Allah is telling him, I watched you the whole time, and now you come and I'm going to grant you prophethood. I'm going to give you a second bounty. And this is all just by chance, Musa? No, this is not by chance. He says in the next ayah, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. I crafted you exactly how I wanted to craft you. You had to go through all of those difficulties in order to be the strong man you are now, ready to hold this message. I crafted you exactly how I wanted you to be. You had to be scared. You had to run away. You had to only have me. You had to only rely on me. Allah wanted to make him strong. Allah wanted to make his iman strong. Allah made his iman strong. Allah made him have tawakkul strong. Allah granted him sabr for many years of patience. He showed him and he taught him and he made him. He raised him well. He goes, I crafted you exactly how I wanted to craft you. Idhab ila Fir'aun. Then in the next ayah, go to Fir'aun and call Fir'aun. That's all I wanted to say. This is the greatest ayah. وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. You take this ayah and this ayah is applicable to yourself and your life. You tell yourself, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. Allah, he's crafting me for something. Allah, he's crafting me for something great. If I go through a difficulty and it breaks me, I'm going to come out stronger, because there's only one way that you could go after you reach the bottom. After you reach the bottom, where can you go? You can't keep going down because you're at the bottom. You only go up. You only go up. So if you go through a difficulty in life, understand that Allah has the ultimate plan for you and it's going to be for the better of you. The mu'min, he responds to all the difficulties of his life with perseverance, with endurance, with sabr, and with salah. He doesn't ever leave the dhikr of Allah. The one who is inside the dhikr of Allah and the praise of Allah, he is victorious no matter what befalls him. We ask Allah to grant us the patience of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. We ask Allah to grant us reliance upon him. We ask Allah to bless us with openings in this month of Ramadan. We ask Allah to make this Ramadan one of the greatest Ramadans of our lives. We ask Allah to bless us with itq min an-nar, to protect us and to free us from the fire in this blessed month of Ramadan. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل إنما أنذركم بالوحي، ولا يسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ما ينذرون، ولئن مستهم نفحة من عذاب ربك ليقولن يا ويلنا، ليقولن يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين. ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا، وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها، وكفى بنا حاسبين. ولقد آتينا موسى وهارون الفرقان وضياء وذكرا للمتقين، الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وهم من الساعة مشفقون. وهذا ذكر مبارك أنزلناه، أفأنتم له منكرون. ولقد آتينا إبراهيم رشده من قبل وكنا به عالمين. إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون؟ قالوا وجدنا آباءنا لها عابدين. قال لقد كنتم أنتم وآباؤكم في ضلال مبين. قالوا أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين؟ قال بل ربكم ورب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلكم من الشاهدين. وتالله لأكيدن أصنامكم بعد أن تولوا مدبرين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. فجعلهم جذاذا إلا كبيرا لهم لعلهم إليه يرجعون قالوا من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون قالوا أنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فقالوا إنكم أنتم الظالمون ثم نكسوا على رؤوسهم لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون قال أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا قال فتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم أف لكم ولما تعبدون من دون الله أفلا تعقلون قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب نافلة وكلا جعلنا صالحين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا، وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة، وكانوا لنا عابدين. ولوطا آتيناه حكما وعلما ونجيناه من القرية التي كانت تعمل الخبائث، إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فاسقين. وأدخلناه في رحمتنا، إنه من الصالحين. ونوحا إذ نادى من قبل فاستجبنا له فنجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم. ونصرناه من القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا، إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فأغرقناهم أجمعين. وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم، وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين. ففهمناها سليمان، وكلا آتينا حكما وعلما، وسخرنا مع داود الجبال يسبحن والطير، وكنا فاعلين. وعلمناه صنعة لبوس لكم لتحصنكم من بأسكم، فهل أنتم شاكرون. ولسليمان الريح عاصفة تجري بأمره إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها، وكنا بكل شيء عالمين. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. ومن الشياطين من يغوصون له ويعملون عملا دون ذلك وكنا لهم حافظين. وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين. وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين. وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا إنهم من الصالحين. وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القارعة ما القارعة، وما أدراك ما القارعة، يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث، وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش، فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية، وما أدراك ما هي، نار حامية. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح، ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا، فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره، إنه كان توابا. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
صلاة الوتر.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. اللهم لك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ولك الحمد ولك الحمد أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ولك الحمد ولك الحمد أنت فاطر السماوات والأرض لك الحمد كله لك الحمد قبل الرضا ولك الحمد بعد الرضا ولك الحمد حتى ترضى. اللهم لك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة القرآن ولك الحمد على نعمة الصلاة والصيام والدعاء والقيام ولك الحمد ربنا على خير الأنام وبدر التمام ومسك الختام سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل عليه صلاة تنجينا بها من الأهوال والنيران وصل عليه صلاة تدخلنا بها الجنة مع الأبرار. اللهم صل عليه في الأولين وصل عليه في الآخرين وصل عليه في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يعز من عاديت ولا يذل من واليت فلك الحمد يا مولانا على ما أنعمت به علينا وأوليت. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما يقربنا إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما يقربنا إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كبيرها وصغيرها على سرها وعلانيتها. اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب والدينا من النار. اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا من النار. اللهم كن لإخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.